Yes, indeed, and we've got it all around. Just bringing them inside here because the noise outside too much for the radio. We've got one of us, Conor Bradley, as I said earlier, indicated he got away in the last couple of K there, and he's beside me now. And Teresa Doherty is the winner of the women's, and you know, she's been going well as well. Obviously, a good race in Cavan a couple of weeks ago. So I'll let you talk, Mike, first of all, to Conor Bradley.
Okay, thanks for that, Patsy. Hello, Conor.
Hi, how's it going?
Not so bad at all. Have you got your breath back?
I have, just about now, yeah.
Just about. A good, tough race from listening to Patsy there, together with Owen most of the way.
Yes, me and Owen kind of led the pace out. Well, to be fair, Owen led a good bit of it at the start, and then I came up alongside him, and we started to push on. We kind of broke away from the group, and then I broke away from Owen, probably about 8.5K or so.
Were you confident all the way that you could win this race?
I was confident at the start, but then, you know, the heat today, the weather was a scorching day, so it was quite zapping on the legs. So I was quite tired now coming into, you know, just over halfway. But the downhill and throughout the town, you know, I got the legs back a wee bit. And it felt good then, the last 2K.
Was it a good atmosphere to be running a good race, you know, in front of a big crowd?
Absolutely fantastic atmosphere today, you know. With the weather being so good, it just seems like everyone turned out in Letterkenny and, you know, the wider Donegal area. So it was a brilliant day for it.
And I suppose behind it all, it's all about the charities. They're the real winners.
They are the real winners, you know, with around 1,500 entries. You know, I hope a lot's been raised for them.
And where are you in your athletic season? Where are your targets?
Well, at the minute, I'm focusing on the track season, but I'm probably not 100% fit at the minute, so it'll be more a later track season, you know, July and August rather than May and June. So, no, getting there slowly but surely.
And have you done any speed work yet, or is it all stamina work?
It's been all distance aerobic base work, so once I put the speed in the legs, hopefully I'll run quite well over 5.
And what's the main target this year?
I'll be the National Track Championship, the Irish Nationals, at the end of July. And so I've been second twice, so hopefully I can get the win.
And who's the big opposition?
Probably the likes of John Travers, Conor Dooney, and possibly David McCarthy.
And, you know, you hope to be in peak form at that stage of the season?
That's it, you know, that's what it's all about, just peaking at the right time. So because I haven't done a lot of speed work, I should peak later in the season, so that should help me definitely. Mm-hmm.
Well, Conor, congratulations today. Well done.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Teresa, right, Conor, that's Conor then. So, we've got Teresa with me here now, and she talked to you now, okay?
Okay, thanks, Patsy. Hello,
Teresa. Hello, Miles.
How are you, Teresa?
You're
talking to me again. You're getting better as the days and weeks go on.
Oh, well, I know. I'm glad to win today. It's nice to win the Northwest, yeah.
Yeah, and as I was saying to Conor there, great to win in front of such a big crowd on a good day.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I was just saying to Patsy there. The support was great the whole way around, and I suppose the way they've changed the course is great for spectators, so it was a good buzz. You knew when you got to the community centre, you'd have a few people there shouting at you, so it definitely brings you on.
And does it help you to run that bit faster?
Well, my time probably wasn't great today, but no, definitely, you know, when I come around by a lot of the people, yeah, it'll spur you on, definitely, it pushed you harder, but I think just going up the hill, like, that's what I found that kind of tough, that's how I came back a bit.
Well, that course is not conducive to a fast time, really.
Yeah, that's it, now they have changed it, but yeah, you're still up the hill, they're going up past the grill, so it's always tough going up that, yeah.
And was it a help to be running with the males around you, I suppose, helps you push along?
Well, it does, yeah. There was a group of us now, kind of isolated towards the end there. But no, for most of the race, there was a good bunch of us, yeah. So it's kind of sitting off them, so it definitely helps. Because there's a bit of a breeze as well at times, so it's good to have boys in front of you then to shelter you.
You had a good time in Cavan, was it a week ago or so? So you're in good form?
That's right, yeah. I ran last Saturday evening in Cavan. And yeah, I got a good time there, so I think I probably felt that a bit today, but yeah, I had a good battle last week, so it was enjoyable. Yeah, so training's going well, and hopefully now I get more done during the summer.
And what's your aim for that summer?
Hopefully do the track. I missed it last year, so I'm hoping to do the 5,000 on the track, so I'll do more shorter stuff now this summer.
And what will be your aim? Will you be going for nationals?
Yeah, I'll do the nationals the middle of July, yeah.
And
yeah, maybe, yeah.
A wee medal down the road, maybe?
Well, that would be nice, yeah. That's always the aim, so it'll be, yeah, it would be great, yeah. It was, I think I got third a few years ago, so it would be nice to get in the medals, yeah.
Okay, well, again, I suppose, as I mentioned to Conor, it's about maybe the charities as well, big crowd turning out, a good atmosphere, and I suppose putting the charities high up there in people's mind.
Exactly, yeah. It's definitely all about them today now. It's lovely to run a race like this, but it's just great to see the amount of people out walking it as well and jogging. It's not just about fast times, it's definitely about raising money and awareness today. So it was good to see everybody out, families and all, yeah.
Okay, Teresa, I know you want to cool down, so thank you very much for joining us.
No bother. Okay, thanks a lot, Miles.
Thank you very much indeed, Teresa. Okay, well, Patsy.
Yeah, that's it, Miles. So 32.15 or 16 for Conor, and he's talked to you there, and 36.08 roughly. So that's where we're at. And Gary Seven was the name of that Derry lad who was third, and McGuinness was fourth, and it developed very, very quickly. Actually, that group, as you always expect in the start of a race, was there, and then it really did come down to the two boys. And interesting, Conor Bradley was able to move away, you know, about just after 8K and develop a gap. But full credit to young McGinley, Owen McGinley. He did make a race of it, and he did lose some bit on that Port Road, and another athlete would have backed off, but he definitely came back into shoulder to shoulder, then going down the main street and out of Kenny. So, yeah, Owen McGinley will be, I'm sure, happy with his run, but you're never happy. But I mean, that's where we're at. So Gary Seven, and they're still coming in, and I'll get to some days later in the evening. I'll get kind of how many started and so on and so on. But as a guess, mine's in about 1,200-1,300. So that's roughly what you would anticipate. And a beautiful day, and good conditions, good organisation, and very successful event. And obviously two charities, Diabetes and Breast Care Northwest, benefiting. So everybody should be happy, and we're just waiting now for as runners come tumbling in, and then followed by walkers and so on.